now we own it all now. So you're going to see our costs start to come down. We did raise some money last July, and that was for this expansion that we're doing. It was totaled about 17 million. That was led by Franklin Templeton out of California. They've been incredible for us. So they came in, and this is letting us, in essence, triple production, but also do about 20,000 meters of drilling at the project as well.
Okay,
So
let's go.
that's what we're doing with the money. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to that in a second though, but the mine that you have and that you're mining, is this an open pit or an underground mine? And I say that too is because permitting in Mexico can be tricky, especially if you're an open pit, but what are you guys and what's the plan?
Yeah, we're underground, and it's fully permitted, and
Music to
there's
my
no,
ears.
yeah, it's and there's no limit for throughput as well.
Alex Langer, Sierra Madre Gold and Silver. Good afternoon to you, my friend. Good to see you. How are you,
Great.
man?
Yeah, I'm great, Andy. Yeah, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, you know, I met you, I want to say it was in April of this year, 2026. You came down to Atlanta and presented to the investment group that I'm a part of. And I actually really like your story. And to all my viewers and listeners, I didn't buy on this one meeting, and I'm not an investor as of yet. This is not investment advice. And this certainly can change at the dropping of this interview today or in the future, just full disclosure. But Alex, give me really the 30,000 foot view of Sierra Madre Gold and Silver, where you guys are at, and really what you guys are have become, I would say, and what you're trying to do and accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in essence, we're probably one of the newest precious metals producers out there, more specifically on the silver side. We started commercial production at our 100% owned La Guitarra silver and gold mine, which is located just outside of Mexico City, Mexico, on January
Congratulations.
1st. Yeah, thank you. We started that commercially on January 1st of 2025. So it's been six exciting quarters, and we've kind of showed, progression all the way through increased production, increased revenues, all that good stuff. It's actually gone so well that we announced, I guess, about a year ago, the plan is to hopefully triple production over the next couple of years. So we've pretty much reached phase one expansion, which will get us from 500 tons per day up to 750, 800. That should happen here shortly. And then
78,
again,
okay, hold on. Does that 500 tons per day, is that silver and gold or just silver or one or the
that
other?
is, I guess, both of them together. So
Okay.
traditionally, this mine was about 60% silver, 40% gold. Obviously, the gold price has appreciated a little bit more. So it's about 55, 45 today. So it just depends on where you want to pick your silver gold price. But it is a true precious metals mine. So we get revenues from both sources, which is great. So a bit of a hedge on either side.
Good. Okay, so that's really key for me. So you guys are cash, you're cash flowing right now, is that correct?
We are. Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
Yeah. We were
so
actually cash flow positive from day one, which is pretty neat.
yeah, that is neat. And that's really not, well, it's not typical at all of typical junior mining stocks. So here's a question. And I actually really like this model. I have a few other companies that I own that have this model. Tell me about this model. Why did you go into production as opposed to,
Yeah.
going full bore drilling?
I guess a couple of things. When I started this company, actually off the side of my desk privately, oh, 8 years ago, when I was at Canaccord, that's kind of where I started in this industry. It's Canada's largest independent brokerage house. I was fortunate enough to do the IPOs for Endeavour Silver, for Fortuna Silver, so some really good companies. And what I saw there was it really gave an advantage as a silver investor. I was looking for a silver investor myself. I really like the thematic of growing through, production and ounces in the ground and drilling and acquisition, rather than having to go to the market all the time to raise more capital. Then my capital would be, put in towards production. And if silver rose, which I guess my timing was pretty good, that you'd see share price appreciation, and then you could grow that way. So that was really the impetus of what I was trying to build. Also, my technical team had a lot of success with that similar model. Greg, my chief operating officer, is now at eight projects to become mine. So really, we weren't afraid of production. It's something we were looking towards, where other companies want to drill it out and flip it. Production's not easy. Don't get me wrong, it's really tough. But we've been fortunate enough that the team we have, especially in Mexico, has ran these operations before, and we knew all the skeletons at least at La Guitarra, and gave us quite a bit of confidence to push towards production. And it's gone
Yeah.
decently well so far.
Alex, let me interject here. I'm a huge fan of the model. I love the model. In fact, I wish more juniors would do this model, even though their skill set is not in developing and producing. But it's just a typical model, like really with, I would even say private equity. It was like, let me see how much cash are coming in, and then expand. It's a lot less risky, and then you're also not stuck in permitting hell. Correct me if I'm wrong with the Lassonde curve. So,
Sure, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point.
yeah. So to again, you see, you got your cash flowing here. Then, tell me about that. How much cash is coming in, and what's the expectation that you can comment on through the rest of the year? And what are we going to do with all of this money?
Yeah, it's a fair question. So we're in expansion mode. So as I mentioned, 500 tons per day. Last quarter, we just made over, 1.3 million US net cash flow. Not a huge amount, but we're still
Your cash
ramping up.
flow,
We're cash flowing. We're
though.
cash flowing. And our costs are way too high. But again, we just started. We're also catching up with development. So when a mine shuts down, what happens is you don't do your extra development work because you're just trying to pull out as much profit as you can, which makes sense. So when you don't do it, right away, it's probably going to take you a time and a half in the future. So we're still catching up on that. And we're almost fully caught up now, which means, our costs are going to be coming down pretty aggressively. We also started on a shoestring budget. So we had, $5 million US loan from our largest shareholder, First Majestic. We fully paid that off now. So we have no debt, but we used a lot of rental
He's a good
equipment.
man. I'm a big fan, but go
Yeah,
ahead.
he's amazing. He's been a big champion of ours. So we're really quite fortunate to have them as shareholders. But they provided this loan. We had a bunch of rental equipment, but now we have our own fleet. So we've spent about 10 million US out of cash flows over the last little while
But you
buying
own it
equipment.
all now, right?
So we own it all now. So you're going to see our costs start to come down. We did raise some money last July, and that was for this expansion that we're doing. It was total about 17 million. That was led by Franklin Templeton out of California. They've been incredible for us. So they came in, and this is letting us, in essence, triple production, but also do about 20,000 meters of drilling at the project as well.
Okay,
So
let's go.
that's what we're doing with the money, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to that in a second though. But the mine that you have and that you're mining, is this an open pit or an underground mine? And I say that too is because permitting in Mexico can be tricky, especially if you're an open pit. But what are you guys and what's the plan?
Yeah, we're underground, and it's fully permitted, and
Music to my ears.
there's no limit for throughput as well, so maximum as well. If it was big enough, we could do 20,000 tons per day, but obviously that's not realistic or makes sense. So it's underground, fully permitted, and when I purchased the mine, yeah, I guess 3 years ago, obviously you had mentioned, open pits can be difficult in Mexico, and there weren't a lot of new permits being issued at the time, so it was really key for us to have something that was already fully permitted, ready to go. The mine itself was on care and maintenance, so First Majestic ran and operated that till 2017. Had our care and maintenance, and they had done an amazing job in terms of the infrastructure and environmental community work and all that stuff. So it was, fairly ready to turn on. We had guided the market, give us 2 years, and we actually did it in 11 months. So, yeah, it
Wow,
was,
great job. Great execution to the team. Okay. So, talk to me a bit about exploration and the upside here that you can talk about. Love that you're getting to production, as I mentioned earlier. Love the model. And the reason, again, is just looking at this really from a private equity background. And that is somewhat of my background, sort of. But just, I just, as an investor, I like to see cash flow coming in. And, but what's really the, I don't want to say the cherry on the top to get excited is really what the resource is. So really where I'm going is, yeah, get me
Where can we
excited
get to?
about, yeah, get me
Yeah,
excited
yeah.
about that.
Sure, absolutely. So, La Guitarra, it's a district, which is pretty rare to have a whole district. We own 100% of it. La Guitarra district was the third most prolific silver district in all of Mexico during colonial times, and people don't realize that. Very rare for a junior of our size to have a whole district. It's actually 24 kind of bigger mines within our project boundary, over 600 smaller mines. So it is huge. We actually bought this mine for exploration upside. Original plan was to actually go drill. Silver went crazy, ran to 24 bucks, and we're like, oh, we got to get this thing in production. So we did that and kind of put off the exploration just because it made a lot of sense to generate cash flows. And I think that was the right choice. Having said
Sure.
that, we announced about a month ago we have our drill permits. We spent about a year and a half exploring. We've now identified over 60 kilometers of vein material just at surface. We've been in the underground. We're sampling, we're mapping. We're just picking our contractor right now, and we'll be drilling in the next 40 to 50 days. I'm very excited. There's two major mines there that I'm particularly excited for. One is Mina de Agua. That one shut down in 1911, had over 10,000 workers during that time. They got a little bit
Wow,
too
that's a
deep.
major mine. That's a big
Oh, it's
mine.
huge, absolutely huge. It flooded, and Mina de Agua, not just a clever name, unfortunately, which means water mine. They got a little bit too deep. It flooded. They built a sub-level, flooded right away as well. So there wasn't technology in pumps as there is now. Obviously, it's easy for us to pump that out. So we'll be drilling there. And then the other one is El Rincon. El Rincon was the last mine in production in the East District. That thing shut down in 1937. However, the head grades there for well over 30 years of production was 6.5 grams gold and 860 grams silver. So
So high grade.
some of the highest grades I've ever seen.
Right,
This
high
is the
grade.
prize. This is why we acquired the project, and we'll be drilling there in the next 50 days, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really neat. Okay, so really it looks sounds like you have and your grade is already, I'm underselling this, but it's good. It's good
It's
to
fine. Yeah,
decent to good.
it's
Yeah.
good grade. But this, you add a couple hundred tons at that grade, it's gonna change the production profile, and it's also fully permitted. So that's
Okay,
also
so it's
another
fully
thing.
permit, fully permitted to drill, correct? And then
To drill and to mine.
and to mine.
Yeah,
It's
we have a
music to
full
my
mining concession. The
ears.
First Majestic recognized this. And they're the ones that actually permitted it. They purchased a big piece of land there, about 150 hectares, and we own it outright. So we can mine from there. We can put in a shaft, a drift. We can drill from that area. We've actually doubled that land package now, so it's about 300 hectares. And if we find, we think we could find maybe down the road, it's could be a place to put another mill. We'll see. But if not, if we just want to truck it over, it's only 7 kilometers from our current mill right now, so it's not too far.
Okay, and so
Gives a
that's
bit of
another
optionality.
thing. Well, that's another thing. You have a current mill, and what's the capacity of the mill?
It's 500 tons per day, but as I mentioned, we are tripling it, hopefully. So
So you're gonna
we'll
make it
have
a real
news.
mill.
Yeah, it's yeah. 500 is small. Like 500 tons per day, this thing was producing 1 to 1.2 million ounces of silver equivalent a year. So again, not very much. And for like company First Majestic, really didn't move the needle, just too small. But for
Sure.
us, it's significant. And if we're able to triple that becomes quite interesting. And that's
Yeah.
what we're working towards.
So again, really going back to what you just said, I just want to recap it. It was really a business decision and a strategy decision to drill the first property and get that into production. But the big prize is what you just talked about. Is that correct?
Correct, absolutely. So we're going to do about 30,000 meters over there. We don't want to drill without the benefit of assay. So we'll start small. That's only going to be two rigs, I think, right away. These are big holes. We're going to be sub-horizontal because we think we're going to intersect a lot of veins. So we want to use a pretty large diameter in terms of the drilling. And then we have our own assay lab, so we'll have turnaround times in about 7 hours. Can't obviously share that news, but we'll be able to, once we get an independent assay, we'll have lots of news on that. But then we'll be able to offset those holes pretty quickly, which is great. So 30,000 meters is the plan.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about share structure and market cap. What is your market cap? And then we'll go into share structure.
So yeah, the market cap, about, let's tell you exactly, 432 million Canadian.
Well done. That's
Yeah, so it's grown.
yeah, no, that's well done.
Yeah.
That's a real junior producer.
We are, we
I'm
are. And one
laughing, but
thing,
no, I'm like I didn't. And to be very candid with you, I didn't know the answer to that question before I asked it. Wow. Okay. Interesting. But
So
let's.
one other thing we didn't touch on is we actually purchased another big mine as well in December. Just closed that in early July. So that's we're getting a bit of valuation. So purchased another fully permitted 3,000 ton per day mine from First
Wow.
Majestic as well. That's on care and maintenance. A little bit of work there to get that fully operational if all goes well. But that's also added to it. So that mine is incredible. It's called Del Toro in the state of Zacatecas. As I mentioned, fully permitted, 3,000 tons per day. It's massive. It's the largest, biggest, newest mill in the district. We're right beside Pan American's La Colorada mine, which is one of their top producing mines. We're
You're right
adjacent,
on the
we're
fairway.
right on the fairway, right next to San Martin from Grupo Mexico, which is an incredible, incredible copper project without a mill. So it gives us a lot of optionality there as well. It's about 19 million ounces historically. And if we want to turn it on, it'll take us about a year to get that thing going. So yeah, it's that's part of the market cap growth as well, as we purchased that for in essence 30 million US up front, 20 million in cash, 10 million in shares, and then we owe another 10 to 30 million contingency over the next 5 years.
Love the aggression, love the aggression. And this is really calculated, I would might add, aggression. So fantastic. Well, okay, well, let's talk about share structure here.
Sure.
How many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
So shares outstanding is 258 million. Fully diluted is 280 million. So we have 20 million options. Those are employee options. We have no warrants out on the
Okay,
company.
fantastic.
So no
Okay.
warrants.
And tell me, and that's and to be candid, as a for a developer, and just and this is just me talking, for a developer and a producer, that's actually relatively tight. So,
Yeah, it's not bad for sure. I would have, there's only so many things you can control. One is share structure. I think it's just so important. If you have a great project, the right manager, right share structure, things can get really difficult. So I've been really cognizant of keeping that share structure as tight
yeah.
and strong as possible.
No complaints on that. How much cash do you have in the bank?
So at the end of last quarter, we had approximately 25 million US.
Okay, so you're well funded. Got
We're
it.
well, very well funded, and that
Got
number
it.
should be, yeah, it's going down because we are doing expansion and drilling, but we're
Sure.
also
I hope this
generating
goes
some income.
down. I don't want it sitting there, if I'm an investor. I
A
mean,
lot will go to drilling, don't worry. I
yeah.
think the plan is to do 60,000 meters over the next 18 to 24 months, which is one of the bigger programs I've seen for a junior company across
Yeah,
both
no,
projects.
very aggressive. Love the aggression again, and I'll add calculated aggression. Okay.
And those
Yeah.
options, those 19 million, that's for every employee in the company, even in Mexico, which I think is amazing.
That
So,
is amazing. That's life
yeah,
changing.
it is. And we've already seen it. So those are, some of them are priced at 50 cents, but the majority were just issued at $1.37. So
Got
where
it.
we're
And you're
trading.
currently trading about around $1.20. Is that correct?
Oh, sorry, Canadian. So that would be $1.65
Okay,
Canadian.
so you got some out of the money, and then you got several that are
Oh,
in
no,
the.
they're all in the money. They're
They're
all in the
all in the
money.
money. Pardon me. Okay, yeah, I was looking on my quote screen earlier, and this was all U.S. Okay,
Apologies, yeah.
fantastic. Okay, so you're going to have a lot of news dripping or flowing here from now until the end of the year. Is that
It's
correct?
going to be nonstop. So we'll have news on expansion. We'll have our quarters, obviously. A lot of different activities we're doing at the La Guitarra, including adding generators, extra throughput. We're going to be starting construction of our phase 4 fully permitted dry stack tailings facility, and then we'll have all the drilling news and also an update on exploration at Del Toro. So yeah, lots coming. It's quite exciting.
Lots flowing. Got it. Okay. So, if people, my viewers, investors want to do more due diligence about you, if they want to be in touch with you to get the news flow, where do they find you? How do they do that? And what exchanges are you traded on? And what are your tickers?
Sure. So we're main exchange of the TSX Venture Exchange. We're pretty big for that right now, so we have been looking at perhaps looking at something a little bit larger. You can reach out to me anytime just on our website, sierramadregoldandsilver.com. If you just put that in Google, it's going to pop up. TSX symbol is SM, and on the US side it's SMF. Sorry, SM. Double check it here. Sierra Madre,
No
it
problem.
is. We trade SMDRF, SMDRF. So
SMDRF.
on the
Okay.
US side, we do trade more on the Canadian side, but the US does pick up here and there. And we also trade in Frankfurt as well.
Okay. I'll have my producer Colby put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcast. Alex, would love to get an update from you and have you on the show maybe in September, October at your convenience. How's that sound?
Yeah, I know. I look forward to it. And I think that timing will be good. We'll have lots of news and stuff to discuss.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks, Andy.